little background on our next guest, if he'll indulge me a moment, because he's pretty humble about this. Harvard background, but a served in the United States Army in the military, United States Military Academy, also served as a member of Congress, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, also director of the Central Intelligence Agency. If anyone has expertise, if anyone has knowledge, it's unique and I think germane to the morning and the week or two we've had and the moods people have been watching this terrible situation and with the attempt to evacuate our people and allies out of Afghanistan. We had another rocket attack attempt at the airport this morning, and I guess the hours are counting down. But what happens next? Let's start with that and then go backwards. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, before he comes to New Hampshire tomorrow, joining us live, GMI Studios. Mr. Secretary, thank you very much for being back with us.
It's great to be with you again. Thanks for having me on the show this morning. I'm looking forward to being there in New Hampshire tomorrow.
Well, it must have been a rather remarkable past week or two for you since the Taliban took over the capital. But let's start today, tomorrow, and the next few days. Do we know how many people we may not get out? Do we know that number, sir?
No, my guess is that that number is fairly uncertain. We've seen them give estimates that they're in the couple of hundred. I would surmise there are more Americans than that still on the ground there in Afghanistan. The fact that a date certain was set and President Biden's not been prepared to give on that in any material way is going to leave Americans behind after we get our last diplomats and our last soldiers out. I pray that that goes well. We get them out without any further loss of life. But second, I hope that they have put in place the systems and processes necessary to make sure that every American gets out. It is deeply un-American to leave Americans behind. It appears that we're about to do that in just, goodness, 24 or 36 hours.
Mr. Secretary, what about, we know the Islamic State does not like the West in our way of life. They don't like the Taliban. Also, Al-Qaeda can grow in this environment with the Taliban. How do we thwart serious terrorism threats going forward that might be launched there and reach our shores?
So for 4 years, we did this with American power. We did it not only in Afghanistan. We did it in Yemen. The Al-Qaeda leadership is inside of Iran, the world's largest state sponsor of terror. It takes American leadership. It takes America prepared to take real action. Seems like a long time ago, but 4 years ago, ISIS was on the rise in Syria. President Trump came in and said, we're going to take it down. We did. We used our friends, our allies, our partners, and we used American power to do that. When this Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani, was threatening Americans again, we used our power to make sure that he never harmed another American. That's the deterrence model. That's peace through strength of Ronald Reagan. It's the work that we did for 4 years in the Trump administration. And it's the work that's required from every American leadership leader. So whether it's Afghanistan or the risk from Iran or radical Islamic terror from other places in the Middle East, it can't be the case that we're going to walk off the world stage and not continue to perform those important functions. We wanted to get our kids home from Afghanistan, too. We were well on our way. But you have to do it based on conditions that protect America.
What about China and some of our other, I think, adversaries looking at this and judging how we're acting now? Are there geopolitical consequences going forward?
Jack, I can't tell you how many people I've heard from around the world over the last several weeks who are very concerned about precisely what you just described. The fact that America wasn't prepared to defend itself suggests to them it may not be prepared to work alongside them on all of the various commitments we have made. We make those commitments because they're good for our own people, right? So we told NATO, we're with you, but you got to support the team. You got to be part of this effort. You got to put your own kids at risk and your own money in play. We did the same thing in Asia, pushing back against the Chinese Communist Party. We built out a coalition of the Japanese, South Koreans, the Australians, the Indians, all of whom were working alongside of us to deliver good outcomes. Yes, I think there are leaders around the world wondering whether America is prepared to do the things necessary to be the good and loyal friend to them, and our adversaries are no longer in fear of us.
You listen to former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo live this morning. Good morning, New Hampshire, on our network of news talk stations. Mr. Secretary, I just want to go back a few weeks. You may know him, but retired Major General Jeffrey Schlosser has been fairly regular on our show for a number of weeks now, forecasting, author of the Marathon War, but as the general, and I think he was used to be head of the 82nd Airborne. He was on the ground a lot, I think 15 months in Afghanistan on one tour. And he said we did a lot of good there, more than people know. Especially for women and women's rights and children and bringing some freedoms there. That's all collapsing. But he had forecasted a very quick takeover by the Taliban, even of the capital. How did the Biden administration act, or how were they surprised by that if he knew about it? And I'm sure our military leaders and you were a former head of the CIA knew. How did the president and his people act? So they seemed so stunned that the Taliban were able to take things over that quickly coming out of that weekend a few weekends ago.
Well, it couldn't have caught them by surprise. For 4 years, we knew that one of the potential outcomes of the American drawdown was the collapse of the Afghan government. We knew this was a risk. And so their response isn't to express surprise, but rather to do the work to make sure that that doesn't happen and to put the institutions in place and not pull the pin, right, the last stick from the Jenga pile and cause this unraveling. So it's not a static thing. America's actions result in Afghan decisions, and so you saw the government collapse. We knew this was a risk as we drew down from 15,000 to about 8,600, and then again take a pause to evaluate the conditions and went to 4,500, then ultimately to a little over 2,500. Each time we evaluated the conditions, we were trying to avoid precisely what we saw happen these last couple weeks. We were successful in doing so. Goodness, we had 2,500 soldiers on the ground and kept order and kept the Afghan government and the Afghan security forces together. There's now twice that many forces in Afghanistan, and the Biden administration couldn't do it. It's not just about numbers. It's about leadership and deterrence. We had modeled it from February of 2020. We didn't have it a single American attacked by the Taliban. They knew there would be real costs. And so there's no surprise that the fact that Kabul fell so quickly was certainly always one of the things that we were worried about. The administration couldn't have been surprised about this happening.
Before I let you go, Mr. Secretary, you served in the Army. And one thing that's baffled me the last few weeks, and in fairness, President Biden did show respects by greeting the victims that were killed by the suicide bombers when they returned to our soil. But over the last week or so, I have not heard anyone in the Biden administration thank our veterans out there who served over the last 20 years to keep our cookouts in our backyard, our everyday life, our freedoms, and our safety secure over the last 20 years. And it's been a hard time. I've heard from several of military folks and veterans that I'm friendly with just say, Jack, they just feel sick. They don't need the pat on the back always, but they just want to feel like what they did with their service was not in vain. Why have we not heard a message from the top thanking our troops over the last 20 years who must be watching this and feel very out of sorts?
Yeah, I've heard this too. I can't explain why the Biden administration has to spend more time reminding all those who have served, especially those who served in Afghanistan, that their work was noble, it was important. It not only made life better for people in Afghanistan, we prevented another attack. We're now just less than 2 weeks away from the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The work that those Marines, those soldiers, those airmen did in that region, in Afghanistan, importantly protected the American people these two decades. They should be proud of the work they did. I'm going to be up there tomorrow working with Linda Camerata, helping her get elected in Bedford. I will talk about this. This is important. The work that they did was critical to American security. We made lives better for the next generations of Americans. They should be proud of their service, and we all should be grateful for what they've done for the United States these past 20 years in Afghanistan.
Your name has been mentioned as one of the 2024 Republican possible presidential candidates. But before we get there, the midterms, can Republicans take back the House and Senate nationally or not?
Yes, I'm convinced that they can and that we will be successful at doing that. I've done dozens of events around the country over the past 4 or 5 months. The energy, the excitement, the understanding that the Republic is at risk is real. You can see it in our schools. You can see it with how their kids are being treated. They can see that they have a responsibility to reclaim America and American security and freedom. I think the overwhelming majority of Americans are going to recognize that. And come goodness, just 14 months from now, November of 2022, I'm convinced that's going to happen.
Mr. Secretary, enjoy safe passage to New Hampshire tomorrow. Mike Pompeo joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire. We'll get
you
back again soon.
Thank you, Jack. So long, sir. Have a good morning.